You're listening to the Ladbrokes F1 Podcast with William Geldart and Rich Marsh.
Hello and welcome along to the latest F1 Podcast. My name's William Geldart. Joining me once again is our motor racing expert and Ladbrokes news writer Rich Marsh to discuss this weekend's Hungarian Grand Prix. Rich, we're 2 weeks on from Lewis Hamilton winning a third straight British Grand Prix and fourth in his career. Reigning world champion, he's a man on a mission, just a point behind teammate Nico Rosberg in the Drivers' Championship. And it looks like he's climbed that impossible mountain he's described this week. He's been showing his rivals he's not going to show them any mercy. Which leads us into this week's talking points. This podcast is recorded after first practice on the Friday. So we now know that Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg went first and second fastest respectively. Utterly dominant really in that first session. And Rich, can you see any way past them in this Grand Prix?
I'm going to give a little bit of optimism for the weekend. I think Mercedes have frequently shown this season they're so comfortable with the car and the package that they have. They can just go out first lap on a Friday morning and put in a lap that some of the teams in the lower field won't even get to all weekend. So I don't think you can read too much into the time this morning. Mercedes certainly looked pretty comfortable though. But Red Bull and Ferrari, I think, will improve as the weekend goes on. Hopefully Red Bull in particular.
Yeah, we're going to talk a bit more about the Red Bulls later on. Let's have a look at a few of the other points going around then, a few of the news lines. So Nico Rosberg, he signed a new two-year contract extension. Him and Lewis Hamilton will both be at Mercedes until the end of the 2018 season. So does that mean it's just going to be normal service until then, at least?
I think so. If Mercedes really didn't want Hamilton and Rosberg to go at each other, they wouldn't have signed Rosberg on, in truth. If you keep one, Hamilton's probably the better option. So for me, that says they're willing and they're ready to let Hamilton and Rosberg continue fighting. And the bottom line is, I think Mercedes do know this. When they come together on track, F1 ratings spike around the world. It gets people talking, gets people reading, gets people watching. And Mercedes know they have that position. Obviously, they want their drivers to win the championships. And by and large, they'll do that this season anyway, one way or another. So a little incident along the lines isn't a problem. So I think for me, Rosberg, another 2 years, that's Mercedes saying, yeah, we're happy with this and we're okay to let them race.
Yeah, it seems a very smart move from Mercedes rather than let one of them go, as it were. And the Mercedes show is arguably the only show in town that a lot of people are talking about. However, it leads me into Fernando Alonso's comments this week and sort of talking about the competitiveness in F1. Is this sour grapes or has he got some valid points? He's been bemoaning F1 as too restrictive, cars not allowed to be driven to their limit. No place really to go on the attack. Every week, as we've mentioned, we seem to talk about Mercedes. So where do we go from here? I mean, to be fair to Alonso, he did say it's not an issue that Mercedes are so dominant, as it has always been that way with a dominant team.
Yeah, I mean, some of Fernando's points are very valid. There is certainly an element of sour grapes, and if he were driving a Mercedes, I don't really think he would be saying them. But I think his point is, maybe he's coming from more of a fan perspective. He wants the drivers to be tested. He wants them to be challenged. He wants them to be worn out by the time they get out of the car after a race. And they want the cars to be challenging in a physical sense, not a mentally challenging, which button do I press, which setting am I in, all this sort of thing that a viewer can't ever really understand or get their head around or enjoy. But for Alonso, if he had a more competitive car, he wouldn't be quite so downbeat.
Well, McLaren's, in all fairness, are expected, or they're expecting at least, to do pretty well this weekend, which leads us into the markets. Race winner, as I said earlier, this is recorded after first practice on the Friday. So at the moment, Lewis Hamilton is the 10-11 favourite. Nico Rosberg, he's 3-1. Daniel Ricciardo, 6-1. Same for Max Verstappen. Then you've got Sebastian Vettel at 20s, Kimi Raikkonen at 66s, and then it's 5-1 bar. Beware of the Red Bulls this week. So says Alan McNish, and so said you in your Ladbrokes News column earlier in the week. So Daniel Ricciardo and Max Verstappen. Let's start with Ricciardo. Why are you so sweet on him? I mean, we know that he won in 2014, and he's good at this sort of track. So just elaborate for us a bit on that.
Yeah, you're right. He won 2 years ago, and he should have won, in my view, last year. I had some money on him last year, and he probably would have won, but he collided with Rosberg late on, which left me out of pocket, I'm afraid. But he has been driving superbly. He was amazing in Monaco, which is a very similar circuit in many ways. And he was robbed at Monaco and also in Spain by some team calls. So he could have won twice this season. Instead, he hasn't. And he's so fired up. And Hungary is one of those circuits where a driver can have a bit more of a say. And Ricciardo's shown that over the last 2 years. I actually think the Red Bulls are a bit bigger odds earlier in the week. So I think some people are already starting to back them. The car suits the circuit. I don't think we really saw their ultimate pace in first practice whatsoever. And him, Ricciardo and Verstappen, they really push each other on. They're both incredible talents, both race winners now. And the pair of them are just a massive boost to the team. Like, having two drivers really egging each other on can really give that little extra something, which in a place like Hungary, that can make all the difference.
Yeah, both the Red Bulls pushing each other very hard, and their rivals, of course. Max Verstappen, you mentioned, he's a model of consistency, winning in Spain, podiums in Austria and at Silverstone. And then Lewis Hamilton, obviously, he's chasing a fifth win in Hungary. That would make him the most successful F1 driver in this circuit's history. Concern, perhaps, about backing Nico Rosberg, possible five-place grid penalty if he does have a gearbox problem.
This may not be the weekend to back Nico, and I think there's a reason Hamilton is the odds-on favourite this weekend. He's simply fantastic around Hungary. And if that wasn't enough, he's won four of the last five races. The momentum, as you said, is absolutely with him. And at the minute, he's still the one chasing. He's still that one point behind. So he's got that. It's easier to chase and be chased. And when you put all that together, Hamilton really is a fearful package for everybody else this weekend. He really looks absolutely in the zone. And like I say, he loves this track. He really hooks up with this Hungaroring circuit. And Rosberg is going to have to really pull it out of the bag if he's got anything to offer Lewis this weekend.
Let's just have a quick word on the Ferraris then. Kimi Raikkonen and Sebastian Vettel, how do you think they'll get on?
Ferrari have been probably the toughest team to gauge this season. I mean, they could have won a few times in Australia and Canada, but then in Silverstone they were sort of relatively nowhere. This weekend, the team say they'll be closer. And on Friday's first practice evidence, the car looked quick if a handful. Both drivers, I think, had a few moments. I think Vettel spun at one point. They're worth backing each way, in my opinion. You never quite know. Vettel won here last year, and Raikkonen has also won here before. So there are no slouches. They'll certainly be nearer the pace than in Silverstone. Whether or not they can get through Red Bull and Mercedes remains to be seen. But I think one of them, Vettel, could be an each-way punt.
Yeah, just to recap, Sebastian Vettel 20-1 at the moment, Kimi Raikkonen 66s. Final word then on the McLaren. So Alonso 7th fastest in free practice 1, Jenson Button was 8th fastest. They had a couple of spins on the track, but they're going well and the team are hopeful of their best weekend of the season.
Rightly so. Honda and McLaren are making progress all the time, and it's this sort of circuit where right now this is a type of place where it will benefit them the most. They had a good run here last year, and I think they can do so again. 7th and 8th, as you said, in first practice. Points are certainly on for them, I think. The car still isn't perfect. Both drivers are struggling, but there is some pace there. Everybody wants to see McLaren be at the front again. They're a great team, and they've got two of the best drivers in the world. So this weekend, maybe, hopefully we'll see a somewhat relative success for them. Maybe two finishes in the top eight, which is doable for them. It would be a minor success in the road to getting back up to the top.
Okay, we're looking ahead to the Hungarian Grand Prix this weekend. As previously mentioned, for the third time now, this podcast was recorded after first practice on Friday morning. So please do check back to ladbrokes.com, online on mobile or on your tablet to get the latest odds. And head to news.ladbrokes.com for all the latest F1 news and betting insight. Good luck with your bets. That's all from us, and we'll catch you again next time.
Ladbrokes wants you to enjoy gambling in a fun and responsible manner. If gambling has stopped being fun for you, please visit www.gambleaware.co.uk.